So the condition of your marriage, the state of your health, whatever weight you have or don't have or wouldn't like to have, whatever illnesses are a part of your life, everything you say, and you do it without guilt. So that if you have cancer, you don't say, I deserved cancer for something that I did. Because God isn't about distributing cancer to some people and not to others on the basis of whether they behave or follow a certain set of rules. What you say to yourself is, I have it, it's mine, I own it, and I only have a capacity to do something about it if I take responsibility for it. So you do it without guilt, without any assignment of you have been a bad person because of whatever is going on physically. And this is going on whether you have arthritis or bursitis or whether you have heart disease or whatever. I'm standing in front of you and talking to you, and I've talked over the years about how I don't even get colds. And yet I had a heart attack. And I don't do heart attacks. I never thought it was possible for me to do heart attacks. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I meditate, I have a relatively stress-free life. I watch my diet, I keep my cholesterol low, I'm not overweight. I do all of the things that you're supposed to do. I don't even drink soda pop. I drink water all the time. I do everything that all the manuals tell me to do. And how could this possibly happen to me? I just don't understand this, you see. And now you know something, that little voice that I just gave really is sort of representative of what I experienced when that elephant came into that room in Tallahassee, Florida and sat on my chest that night in the middle of the night. I was in a total state of denial that this is something that could possibly happen to me. But everything that has ever happened to me in my life, or everything that I have created in my life, has always been a part of my teaching. It's been a part of my material, if you will, part of what I go out there and write about. And as soon as I had this heart attack and went through the experience and came out of it, I rewrote the foreword to A Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, just to let people know that this is something that I had to deal with as well, that I'm not above any of this. And I had to learn two very important things firsthand after that heart attack. One was the essence and the importance of uncertainty as a part of the spiritual path. That in the physical world, there is no such thing as certainty. And uncertainty, the minute that you think you've got everything handled, the minute you think you've got everything straightened out. I mean, I talked to a man, Jeff, yesterday, who's was married to, very happily married, to a woman who is a physician, pediatrician, bright lady, and she had a fall just out of nowhere, fell with her mom, was it, Jeff? And she was okay afterwards. She seemed to be okay, didn't go to the hospital. That night she died. Gone. In one moment. And he's here and working on it. And a beautiful man. It was great talking with you yesterday. But I haven't been able to get that out of my mind because I was doing the same thing in that hospital when I was lying there, and I was having different doctors come in, and it was very interesting. The doctors that would come in that were pessimistic, who told me, well, you know, this could be a quintuple bypass. I said, what the hell? Quintuple? What are five things, you know? And we could take veins out of your ears and your butt and your legs and put them in there. We might have to go and get cows' veins or something. I mean, and I couldn't wait for them to get out of the room because they were just telling me all of the things that could possibly go wrong. And then the other doctor, my cardiologist, Dr. Bartzokas, would come in and he said, I've seen you running. I know your life. I've read your book. He said, you've probably got one blockage in one artery. It's probably some genetic thing. we'll pop it out, we'll stick in a stent there, and he said, you'll be out of there the next day. And he would walk out of the room. I'd say, excuse me, why don't you come back? I'd like you to spend a little more time here with me. And it was energy. It was always energy. And the ones that would come in with the negativity, I wanted to sort of dismiss. But the ones who came in with... So I learned to deal with uncertainty. And I watched people. The man that was next to me in the room there in the cardiac ward didn't make it through the night. And I watched him come. That was the other thing I had to deal with, not just on an intellectual level, what you've had to deal with, Jeff, on a physical level, is that our own mortality. Maslow said that self-actualizing people get over death almost as if it didn't happen, because for them it doesn't. Because none of us are born and none of us are dead. Those are all illusions. That's just because we identify ourselves with our bodies.